What's up, goons? Sorry there's no show this week, but with the recent announcement of the upcoming 2024 Streamathon on May 17th, that's right, May 17th, 5 p.m. Pacific, get ready for the Jim and Them 2024 Streamathon. You can donate now at jimandthem.com. So to gear up for that, I did want to post some highlights from last Streamathon from 2021. This was shortly after we finished recording the podcast. Jake's hanging out. Brandon Carr's hanging out. Mergum calls in with a question. Can a burp become a fart? And we read some old scripts of some never made sketches. So a lot of fun stuff. This is just a small preview of what's to come. Get ready for the Streamathon. Thanks, everybody. Who's on the line?
It's Merg. Sorry, I was just hanging out with Dan Harmon. I just dropped him off. How's it going, boys?
Oh,
we're doing
dude?
Good. We just talked to him earlier. Thanks for hooking that up.
Hey, no worries. It was hard to get a hold of him. He said something about sexually assaulting his workers. But, yeah.
You can't stop talking about that.
Hard to get a hold of him. You said you just dropped him off.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry. Know, I mean, yes, and.
Yes, and we go way back. I wanted to pose a question. I posted in the Discord. I wanted to get your thoughts on it kind of live. So let's say hypothetically, if I were to burp into somebody's gaping asshole, and let's say there was to seal it and then fart it back out.
Didn't we have this question?
I hope not.
Where did I hear this?
It was in the Discord.
Oh, okay. All right. You're right. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. So, yeah. So if they push the burp back out, is it then a fart or does it maintain its burp status?
No.
I leave the fuck you.
I already have a strong opinion on this, but I've expressed it, so I don't want to jump.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard this.
Before that, so this is like the coupon for two large one topping. So I got pepperoni. What do you want? What do you want on the other one?
What are their shellfish options?
Philly steak.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Jeff.
They have like a crawdad.
I mean, I could probably just add more toppings to it too if you want more than one.
No,
topping.
Dude, that's like $2 when you do that. You might as well get a different coupon.
I mean, I'm cool with literally any type of meat or like olives or mushrooms or whatever. Man.
Go crazy with whatever. I'll even allow a cheese on this occasion if you're thinking cheese. I'll allow
cheese on a pizza is wild.
If you,
no I'm topic. Just gonna get a cheese.
We call
then.
It no topping. Some people call it cheese.
I'm gonna get a no top then.
Okay.
So in regards,
I'll allow it.
In regards to the question, I would say that if you use a similar premise, it actually makes this question easier by going like, let's say you puked in someone's butt. And then they had to shit that puke out. You wouldn't
well,
say
that's shit.
You wouldn't say, oh, they're puking out their ass. You'd say they're shitting out puke. So
no,
in this
dude.
Way, you're farting out a burp, but you're the act, the verb is farting. The verb is not burping. You're not burping out of your ass.
So you say to fart can't
it doesn't
be a
matter.
Noun?
It doesn't matter what the verb is what matters. You're farting it out. So it doesn't matter what it is, where it came from, what its origin was. The new verb is what it is. And that
whoa.
Is that.
Whoa.
There you
no,
go.
No, whoa. Dude, no.
You
no.
talked yourself. I mean, you don't even agree with your own logic.
What? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's true.
No, you don't. I mean, I think you took a detour there at the end, Mike. You almost had this.
No, wait. What are you talking about? I was consistent the whole time.
Tell him.
So you think it's a fart now?
That's what I was saying.
That burp is now a fart.
No, that burp is a burp that you farted out.
No, but what that's what I'm saying is it
but
doesn't.
You farted, yeah.
Yeah, you farted it out.
Farted
the
out.
Verb is what matters. It doesn't matter what the thing is.
No, because you burped it into an ass.
Shit, you said you'd never say that you're just shitting. You'd say you shit out puke.
Yes, the act. I'd say you'd never say you were like puking out of your butt.
So
you'd say you were shitting out puke.
You wouldn't say you're farting
exactly,
out
so
a
you
burp.
Farted out a burp.
That's insane.
Yes.
That's insane.
But those are the same.
Oh, that is what you're saying?
Yes. My point is that he's asking, oh, what are you doing? And I'm saying you're farting it out. You're farting a burp out. It doesn't matter what the burp came from.
No, he's asking what it's called in the
yeah,
end.
What is, yeah, is it a
still,
fart now?
Still burp.
Yes, that's
no,
what I'm
no,
saying.
No, no, no.
The answer is what verb you use for what you're doing is the answer. And so in this case, you wouldn't be puking out your butt. Be. You're shitting out something that happens to be puke.
Can
in
I
this
say,
case, yes, you're not burping out your butt.
The,
you happen to be farting.
The air itself, the air that's coming out of your ass. You, he's asking, is that a burp or is it now a fart? I think you are farting out a burp.
Your Honor.
I hate this question.
Well, hold on. Your Honor, do words now not mean nothing?
I still...
I will not recede my time.
Order the...
I am a gentlemanly a lawyer who is a crow. It's kind of a Futurama bit. Anyways, I'll go away from that one. But no, it is still a burp. What it is does not change. Even if you're farting out a burp, it's a burp.
No, but by definition,
what he's asking. What
both
is
of
it?
Them are the
it's
same
not a
thing.
Fart.
No, but both of them are the same. It's just a release of gas in some way.
I argue that you shouldn't even say farting
one
out
came
a burp.
Out of your mouth and one comes out of your butt. So really, if it's the exact same thing, it's just coming out of a different section.
Can
it doesn't
I get
matter.
My time? Can I get my time, Your Honor?
I will say, order in the court, I will say that you did interrupt him the entire time he was speaking, but if you would like to speak with the court, once again acknowledges the creole. Well,
Jeff literally said he was done. That's when I started talking.
So look, I can't disagree with you. He interrupted you your entire sentence.
Your Honor, I may just be a crow. But a rose by any other name is still a rose. You see... do I need to say more? William Shakespeare himself said it better than me, Frank Underwood, the crow.
Ooh, no it's relation.
It's a fart.
Breaking news. It's a picture of Nikki Coles chilling in bed with our stream in the background.
The sun coming up.
Literally. Like the sun shining on his beautiful face.
Check it out, Jake.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. Let's take off that shirt.
Woo!
Thank you, GMO Strawberry, for the sub and the gift sub. Well,
you're welcome.
But
that's also my name.
Here's
GMO
the thing,
Strawberry.
Is that, yes, yeah, so what were you saying? Oh, yeah, if someone pukes in your ass and you shit it out, that doesn't make the puke shit.
Exactly.
But that's because puke's different.
Yeah.
A burp is still gas.
Yeah.
And if you burp in someone's ass... It's going to make a fart sound when it comes out, and it's a fart now.
That's what I was saying, because they're both a release of gas. The only yes. difference is which end it comes out. So even if you put it in there, it's still coming out, so now it's a fart.
So I guess I could see that you could say you're farting out a burp, but it's now an amalgam of burp gas and fart gas. We know those aren't the same.
True.
It's the
I'll
same
give you
gas.
That.
We're talking about fart gas travels through out. The intestine.
Yeah, because that's where I'm at, too. If a burp and a fart... are made up completely of the same stuff, then I would agree with what Jim's saying. But I feel like they've got to be kind of different, a burp and a fart. They can't have the exact same composition.
So it'd be you're saying it'd be a queef then.
I hate this.
Well, it's closer to a queef than a...
Because a queef is just can just be it's just air. Like it's not like a specific gas.
It's the cops.
Sorry, hold on. Who's on the line? Joseph Kahn. It's me. I've been listening.
It's Merg again. I got to clarify what.
Please. What,
the center of the question. I'm asking, at the point of expulsion from the person's asshole, what is that gas called?
It's.
Like, are we calling it a burp or are we calling it a fart?
Calling it a burp, dude. There's no debate on what we're calling. You're calling it a fart.
You're calling it a fart.
No, dude. You farted a burp if you want to use
but
your
crass
language.
But the point is that you're literally using the verb fart, so you're going to call it a fart. No matter what you're farting out, you're farting.
Your Honor, could I answer this?
Stop being the crow lawyer.
No,
there was a moratorium now on being the crow lawyer.
Well, no, that's actually my next question. Can I answer this as a black comedian if I don't say it?
No.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, then yeah. Ask the question.
I'm going to allow it, but this better be going
As
somewhere.
A member of the jury, I would like to hear it presented as a black comedian.
It's kind of the same voice. we both know ain't no N-word fart in the alphabet. He knows.
That Inwood fought the alphabet.
I hope you're all happy. You asked for this, Jake.
He knows. He knows because
it's
true.
What did you expect,
Jake? Where the big hook. This is where the hook comes out and pulls him off stage.
Nah, this guy gets it. Come on, dude. Cheering. That's pretty good. I just didn't have. Well, let me sell it. Better.
Trap door opens. Alligators are eating him.
Let me do a funnier voice. Ain't no N-word for it now.
No, man.
That's a different version of Nick Cage with a different letter.
Jake, was that better or worse than the first one?
Instead of the C.
You know, I have some information about burps and farts, if this is relevant, that burps come from your stomach and they're the result of undigested food and drinks, but farts come from your intestines and are the result of bacteria. So they are caused by different things. However, they are both gaseous.
But also,
is it fair to say a burp would clean a fart?
But there are people like in the same, again, going to the queef argument, is like there are people that can make themselves burp because they like just swallow air real quick.
Right.
But are you still calling it a burp?
That's what I'm saying.
A burp is mainly swallowed air, they say.
Even more so than
just
say like
farted out my mouth.
A fizzy Mountain Dew burp.
Fucking hate Murgham. I usually like Murgham.
This is a great combo. What are you talking about?
He started this.
You're
all
wrong.
Nah, this is
dude,
bad.
Dude, just admit you're wrong. It's like how right I was.
But
about
I'm agreeing
Looney
with him. He's saying it's a fart, and it is.
I know.
A fart.
I'm not debating. Like I'm not saying I was proven wrong, so I'm out of this conversation. I just hate the conversation.
I think it's great.
It's too crass. What if we
a
said
lot
toot?
Of valuable stuff in it. There's a valuable conversation. I think it just shows like the different perspectives where, you know, like some people care about the truth of things, and other people are like, oh, it's fun to think that it's a fart now.
Right. Or like there's like two.
Fuck you, Jake.
But also, I don't think
there's two kinds of black people.
But like, it's not like is fart a medical term? Like, oh, clearly this was a fart. Like, is a scientist, like, breaking down a fart?
Yeah, I think that is, like, a slang term that's colloquially become, like, a real term.
Fart, you're just, what, fart
what is
just,
it just called flatulence?
Passing gas.
When you're talking about a fart, you're mostly talking about the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, the booty. Ripping ass. The cheeks clapping. Yeah.
Even Grant in the chat, the fart is a burp. What are you even saying? This fart is a burp.
What?
No. Well, what? The age old.
Like he's agreeing. He's saying, like, you can't call the fart a burp.
The age old question, what
Jim's
came first?
Jim's point about the way we classify farts is great because farts, it's just slang, baby. We all know we're talking about stuff coming out your ass.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I agree with Jim. You are farting. You just happen to be farting a burp. Look, if you farted and a bar of soap fell out, you wouldn't say that's a fart.
Exactly. That's why I said the verb is all that matters. It does not matter what is coming out.
The soap is not a
all
fart.
That matters is how you describe it, and it's impossible not to describe it as a fart.
But also,
the soap is a fart.
Let's go back. It's not like if you burp in a canister, close it real quick, then open it later, it's going to burp out of there.
Yeah.
It becomes a fart once it comes out of your ass.
No, yeah. Dude. It doesn't transform magically in your ass.
If it came out and made a burp sound out of your ass, I'd be like, you know what? That was a fucking
you got
burp.
Me.
What if it went like a Tim Allen grunt? It's like,
damn. The closest thing I think that I've learned from what Jim said, I actually like what Jim was talking about there. But at this point, then all I could say is, you're not farting out a burp, but you're farting out burp gas, not fart gas.
Yeah, that's well, fine. I wouldn't really disagree with that.
It's amalgamum.
Because it's like if you shove something up someone's ass really fast and it made a fart noise.
Oh, it's now a fart, just like everything.
I wouldn't be like, that's not a fart. Like, oh, you just farted because you got a dildo shoved up your ass so quick.
How embarrassing.
Damn, I guess when it went up there, it transformed into a fart.
I think too embarrassed from that moment to sit and clarify what happened.
Then Jake would come in with Groucho glasses and a fucking old-timey doctor's thing
doctor's
on his head.
Like the light thing?
Well, technically, that didn't come from his intestines, so that would not be a fart.
That's before they had electricity for, like, literal lights. Like, it wasn't reasonable, so you literally reflected the light off the top of the roof to, like, focus it.
Oh, I'd never be a part of a fart that would have me.
You know, I'll say this. If you were to go to a doctor after having something come out of your ass and he just went, yeah, it's a fart. Anything that pops out of there around that time, we just call it a fart and move on. Like, I think you'd go, I want a second opinion.
Well, I mean, honestly, if the doctor started talking about farts at all, I'd want to get out of there.
Well, what if it was, like, a young hip doctor?
I mean, it's like a doctor, like, oh, how are you shitting?
Hey, you ripped farting? Ass. You ripped ass lately, my dude.
No, don't worry. That's a fart. You don't need a mask.
Are you shitting and farting? All right, good. Good to see.
There's no aerosol content in a fart or in a burp, and that's clearly a farted burp.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, if someone...
but according to fart wormhole theory, anything that goes up the ass, according to Jim and Mike, is a fart.
Well, no, but so...
When it falls out.
Sharding isn't an actual term, but it makes a fart noise, and then you shit yourself.
Right, so right, right. Well, we get into colloquialisms until the cow come home. Another colloquialism.
Farting is a colloquialism. That's what we're talking about.
No, dude. Farting is a medical term. I got to get Dr. Harpo back in here. He's going to be very upset with Dr. Mario, which is also his first name.
I don't know. I think I'm with Mike.
Thanks, dude.
I'm with Typical. Mike and everyone in the
well,
chat.
Well, BC's the tiebreaker.
Well, Jeff.
Thanks.
What? No, you're not.
I think it matters if when it comes out, does it smell like a fart? Or?
But farts don't all smell
it's
the same.
It's an amalgam.
Yeah, but they're farty. A burp is a burp.
Thank you. Yeah, but
what about a belch?
A rose by any other name, to quote my doctor, my lawyer friend. Sorry, Esquire.
Mm-hmm. But what about a smelly burp? Is that a fart all of a sudden?
Well, to quote a famous black comedian,
what about a filthy shit?
That's what I mean. What if someone ate shit and then they burped and it smelled like a fart?
Well, then Jake would be like, whoa.
Well, then by your guys' logic, they burped a fart.
Well, by your guys' logic, Ace Ventura is just speaking poetry.
Well, like
just a bunch of farts coming out.
That's actually a good point. Let's reverse engineer this. If someone farted into your mouth and you sucked it up like air and burped it out, you would be burping out a fart. No, because not if... Does it make a fart noise when you burp?
Oh, yeah. Your cheeks clap.
That is not how that works.
That's the all noise, that Jeb cares about.
The noise is like 40% of it.
I argue the noise is like 60%
of it. So we're calling
it
an onomatopoeia now. Now a fart is onomatopoeia and everything's a fart, dude.
Well, no.
It's not an onomatopoeia. No, you don't go fart.
Well, the onomatopoeia would be like,
first of all, I don't think you're using onomatopoeia correctly.
I am using it correctly. Thank you. Look it up and I'll be right again.
Onomatopoeia is like brap, is like not fart.
Yeah, exactly. So that you're saying that fart is the noise it makes. Huh?
Meow is not onomatopoeia. I mean, meow is an onomatopoeia.
Yeah. I'm saying it's not. And you're saying it is. You're saying fart? I got a fart.
But no.
That's your ass or your mouth, according to you.
It's the formation of a word from a sound. A fart doesn't go fart.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying it does. You're saying it's the sound that matters.
No, and onomatopoeia is the one that sounds like the word.
Yeah. That's what you're saying fart is.
That's what you're saying it is. No, I'm saying that's what it isn't.
I'm just pointing out your flawed argument.
No, you stupid motherfucker. You said it was an onomatopoeia.
I said no, I'm saying
idiot.
It's not an onomatopoeia.
No, I'm just saying it. Well, there's a fart noise.
You said it was first and then you...
Yeah, then you backtracked.
You backtracked and said, well, it actually isn't.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Which is pretty confusing.
How many times I've been right during the stream.
But you were so wrong.
And no one can admit it.
You were right about correcting yourself.
You were using the word
wrong. I'm saying it's not a onomatopoeia.
Exactly.
You said that after you said it was.
No, because I was doing the same thing I was doing with, the soap is a fart.
I'm saying
the fart is on. I'm a cooler guy. I'm a cooler guy.
Will you shut up? I'm saying a fart noise is a fart noise. I'm not saying the noise is the word fart.
Okay. Well, then that's what I misunderstood.
I'm just saying it sounds like a fart. So it's a misunderstanding.
What sounds like a fart?
I hope Mergum's fucking happy.
Oh, it sounds... Okay. Well, I'm just saying there's a...
I'm sorry.
There's a fart noise and a sound and a burp noise is all I'm saying. I'm not saying they sound like the word.
Hey, I mean, that's part of the streamathon. I'll admit that I'm wrong. But I've been right about everything else.
I'm just saying, yes, the it's a misunderstanding.
The Looney Tunes.
So are we doing Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Oh, shit.
Jake, so. I put the script up on the Need a New Name in a PDF. Or the way we were, I mean. That's what's the way we are, right? Mm-hmm. This is old shit. We wrote this a long time
ago.
Super
old.
I don't remember. I remember the reveal, but beyond that, I don't really remember much.
All I've ever read is like what I saw. Like, I think Jake had it at work once, and I saw like the beginning.
I was skimming it, and I remember Jake wrote like the first, like the beginning pages and like kind of set the tone. And like, I'm annoyed that number one, he's like nailed our voices, and number two, we're the same.
So wait, when was this?
Like, we haven't changed at all.
This was written, fuck, I don't know, because I copied even know it if over. I've
read, did we do a table read?
This would have been...
I'm not sure if you read it either.
As I remember, there's the other script.
This would have been the house one. You lived in with Kevin?
It's like 2011 or 2010. Yeah, maybe it's 2011, I think. Because it's around, yeah, when did Battleship come out or was like announced?
Yeah, you marked time.
Why am I not seeing this in here?
Do you not see it in the folder? If not, I can send it to you.
I get why you said that now.
Is it named as Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah. I have it in, when I look at the Way We Were folder, if you sort by like modified, it should be one of the.
I seriously didn't get the connection. And I thought the reason you remember is like, yeah, like it was like when Battleship came out. I didn't think about it for some reason.
I don't see it.
All right. Let me just email you a link or whatever. I'll just email it to you.
Weird. Maybe it's just like not.
Jake, do you want to give some backstory on like the idea itself?
Yeah. I think Jim and I were just bullshitting about it. Was Battleship, right?
Yeah, it was because Battleship came out in 2012, but I think this is just when they announced they were making it. So it was like before the movie came out. It was around 2011, and we just thought it'd be funny. And we did it, this is like a found footage. It's a found footage script.
Was that the start or in a middle of like Riggs ruining his whole career? Friday Night Lights.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was. Riggins. Every movie Riggins was in ended up being like a big fucking like
cost
bust.
The studio money,
like a historic bust.
Set Battleship, which I had.
But I guess I just really loved him as that character, you know?
There was actually an Xbox Live arcade game based on that movie that was like sneaky good.
Based on the movie.
You watched me play it.
When it happened, were you like, you sunk my Battleship?
I think so. I think that's what I did.
Shit.
It was like $10 and it was like clearly had no budget, but like it was kind of good.
Was it like real-time combat?
Or? Yeah, it was like a first-person shooter.
Huh.
Because it was based off the movie version of the...
So you're not even on like a battle... You're not even driving the
ship. Well, so what you could do is you could like call down airstrikes that... Depending
on a bunch of boats coming from the air.
I think it's depending on which boat you choose. The airstrike is like a different, I believe.
Boats.
I don't remember much about it other than like I remember playing it and being like, whoa, this is...
Bring in the battleships. Airdropping battleships.
I wonder if I can find a video.
It's just like the movie.
Battleship mechs just made out of battleships.
That would be dope, though.
Riggs is piloting.
I've got it when you boys are ready.
He's got it. Yeah, baby, he's got it. What's BC in this? Oh, you can't even see the script.
Is he in it? I don't even remember we had him.
Brandon Carr, I realized today, also is the same initials. He's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brandon.
He's in the dungeon, as we call it.
I was thinking about Brandon Chaney. I was like, I can't imagine BC. Wanting to write him.
Oh, holy shit. The pizza's here already? Damn.
Jesus Christ, were they like waiting outside for us to order it?
Brandon can read the stage direction. That would actually be pretty fun.
Brandon, do you want to read all the stage direction?
Sure. Where do I read that from?
Shit. Yeah, yes. You don't have a monitor in front of you. Do you want to come over here?
Damn ass.
I'll just let you guys do it.
I'll read it.
Out your damn ass, dude. Yeah, baby, he's got it. Platos.
So a quick story while Jim is getting ready about the Riggins guy. He had a movie. It was like the Mars movie or something.
Oh, yeah. John Carter.
John Carter. Yeah. When I was working at the movie theater, they were like, we cannot give any passes to this movie. This is going to be a huge hit. And then the next day, they were like, just let people in for free.
That's funny.
It's like, Riggs is in it. I don't know how this works, but every once in a while, a movie like that is about to come out, and I think, I don't know how anyone would want to watch this. I felt the same way about The Golden Compass. I was like,
yeah, dude.
And
they made a bunch of them. Or did they just make
a bunch
one?
Of Golden Compasses?
I thought there was like more than one. I'm thinking of Narnia.
They were supposed to. I don't know if they ended up making them.
I thought it was like a huge flop.
There was a. Have you guys seen the Sea Biscuit movie? I think it's called.
Yeah, so Topher.
Yeah. We had a rule at our.
Out there.
We had a rule at our theater. If you even heard somebody say they didn't like the movie, we were supposed to give them their money back. Like if they were just in the lobby, like, oh, that movie wasn't good, we were supposed to give their money back.
Really?
Yeah. Chase them out into the parking lot.
We weren't supposed to tell anybody, but yeah, like we had to give them their money back if they even just.
Why did they have
like
that rule for Sea Biscuit?
Because
people are complaining, they're gonna shoot the place up, dude.
No, because
DC
the
movie. Must have bankrupted the theater.
The company or the distributor like believed believed it was that good, nobody would even say it. So it was like a like secret old, rule at the theater.
Old timey, like, if you sign this waiver, if you die from fright from the tingler, those type of shits. But they don't tell anyone. It's a secret.
You and me, Gordon, I'm also the one that's like, I just can't see out there. oh, and of course, Brandon, you can have some pizza if you want.
Oh, thank you. I'm good. I actually ate before I got here. Okay. Yeah. But every time I've come to the show, I always forget to talk movie theaters with Jim because I forget he's a huge movie theater guy and I worked there for like 100 years. So,
I mean, yeah. Do you still work there?
Oh, no. I'm a truck driver now. But
plus they were like closed down and all that shit anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
No future in that, bro. You should have stayed in movie theaters. I'm serious.
Jake, did that come through?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. You know, take a quick minute to eat and then we'll... Yeah,
and then we can hop into it.
It's like The Walking Dead, where it's like, it's us, Jim. We're the hungry, hungry hippos.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone's interested in this or not, but I think it's cool. It's just a script we wrote a while back,
Jim,
that we never got to make.
You're being humble.
I'm always doing that.
This is a fucking cool thing. We're taking
a
script.
They're like, saying nobody wants yourself.
Yeah,
nobody's sending bits.
This is, in my opinion, this is one of the like the most perfect ideas for the streamathon. It's like, hey, Jim and them is doing a stream. They took an old thing that they were going to film and didn't, and now they're performing it. Well, like, that's so perfect.
I just remember my lines, too. I'm not even... I'm going to sit where Brandon is and just do my line.
I can say as a fan, when you guys brought this up last week, I was super excited for it, so...
Hell yeah.
Hey, sweet. You say fan, I say friend.
You're my friend, too, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. The other guys didn't say that, though.
Where I go to dinner with Brandon multiple times a year, and we hang out, and we're wrestling together.
Yeah, he stole his gear as a weird Hulk Hogan.
It was actually this this day a year ago, we went to eat and saw Greg Romero on his birthday.
I know. Dude, every time I say happy birthday to him, I say actually happy anniversary of us seeing you at Tofu Hut.
Yeah.
He always enjoys. Oh, dude, did you see that he was at the show?
I did. That was actually
George
a big show.
George Romero?
Yeah.
Walking Dead guy?
He hadn't wrestled, like, I think in, like, 4 years.
There we go.
Yeah, he's into MMA now and acting. Uh-huh. He does a lot of acting. But, yeah, seeing him back in the wrestling ring is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. He was being great. He saw me and was like, oh, Mike. And I was like, this is the coolest feeling.
George Romero. The Walking Dead man himself.
Night of Living Dead.
I know. That's like, no. So funny to me to be like, the Walking Dead dude. Guy.
And I also did find our script. I have another one in case this goes okay. I have
Jim,
our,
you're doing it.
I have our TV pilot skit that we wrote. And
I remember that one specific joke in there I think is very good in that TV pilot.
It's older than this. It's from before Mike was a regular part on the show because Kevin's the character that Mike should be. And yes. I found like one from like about a year later that's partially rewritten but not finished and it has Mike in it.
Like adapted to me to slowly replace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't wear sleeves out there.
To have done. I mean, I know that's obvious, but when you look back at stuff like this, you think, this would have been nice to actually just get done.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Time is fleeting.
Well, I mean, that is kind of the thing. It's like these take so much time. It's what we've been pretty open about this in the past with specials. It's kind of why we wanted to do the finale. We love doing that stuff, but it takes an insane amount of time and work. And then Jim has to like double that work and only do it himself on certain parts of it. And then we get like 4 days where anyone gives a shit and like 100 people watch it.
I'm freaking out like, about my per diem.
Yeah, and then Jeff's like constantly begging to be paid.
It's a
like,
per diem.
It's not all about like that. Like it's fun to do and it's fun to put out there, but at some point in time, you can't justify spending a week of time and your own money to make these things that are kind of for no one.
Yeah, I partially do agree with you. I was actually talking to Jim about this the other day. It's tough because they do take so much time, but I do feel so, I guess, creatively fulfilled and rewarded by creating them. But yeah, you're right. From a pure like investment to payoff, it's so low in comparison to this is just dumb. But like lately, I've made a few TikTok videos that took me very little time. and the reach is not even close. I know it's in a completely different even world now.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like we didn't love doing them.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where the benefit sort of begins and ends, is how much we love doing it.
Well, we also, and this was something Jim and I were talking a lot about this the other day too, just kind of like a bigger conversation about some of this stuff. We also didn't take the work on the back end to push them the way we could have pushed something like, remember when we had no food at that little film festival downtown and people saw it and it was really cool. Like we really didn't position ourselves to have our content seen in any other way than hopefully by viewers of the show, you know?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? 48-hour film fest. We always got a lot of,
yeah, but that's
good.
That is the 48-hour film. Like we didn't sit down and make a project
and submit it
to other festivals and like get it into. Oh, yeah.
Jeff's just making fun of the 48-hour film. Yeah, no,
that's just what I think of. Like, obviously, I didn't have to do the editing and shit, but like work to reward. Like we did it, and then they like are like, oh, here's one of the fucked up movies.
Yeah, let's publicly clown on these guys who didn't make a mistake. We actually made the mistake.
I know you just watched a Lynchian nightmare that made no sense. Here's one that's also in the same category.
That was frustrating because I'm not saying that our video, for people who don't know, the first 48-hour film festival we did, we finished it on time. We had everything edited. We weren't sure what format they wanted it in, but we brought it down there in a DVD, hoping that it was everything they needed. They put it in, and the DVD, for whatever reason, the sound didn't come through on it. Mm-hmm. So we just had to get them the file again with the sound on it. And because of that, they acted like our project came in late. But I would argue that it would be a ridiculous move to do that. And then what are we doing in the back end? Like,
yeah.
Reworking all the sound? Like, no, there's no fucking way. Like,
because it's not like we didn't send them a re-edit.
Yeah,
right. It was an audio track that they just dropped in. Like, there was nothing different.
And even further, it's not like they just decided, okay, this is considered late. They then turned around and clowned on late people and, like, extra clowned on us.
Yeah.
As if we're assholes. So it's, like, extra personal when we don't even agree with it.
At the start of the film festival, they had a little, you know, title card that came up saying these are the films that didn't make it on time, and they were terrible. And then there was ours that actually got a really good response. And then after our film, they had a little title card that came up that said, and now for the real films. Like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, so annoying.
That was so frustrating.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, okay, so you guys are just going to fucking, again, nothing against the Thompsons, but you're going to hand it to the Thompsons sight unseen and then fucking goof on people that paid to be a part of this? Like, eat shit.
Yeah, and where are they? They're dead. They're both dead.
Back to that episode, weren't you guys like the headliners of the people who missed times? Like, weren't you guys like the last one to go before all the other ones?
We were the best. We were the only good one.
Did
we
win like an audience vote or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
We were the only late one to win anything.
So it was kind of frustrating because, yeah, it's just annoying. If I ran a festival, I can't imagine doing that. Or at least if I was going to put them with the like late submissions, let's say I really felt like I needed to be a stickler about that, I don't think I would shame the submissions.
They never did that again, though. They only did it that year when we were late.
They listened to that Jim and them episode. Yeah. It was like never again.
I mean, I'm sure maybe other people did complain about it as well. But yeah, they didn't do that again.
Yeah, maybe the crazy people that made those other movies.
All right. Cool. All right. Want to do it?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right. There we go. Now, I mean, I guess either way, if this was on YouTube, it'd be called Hungry Hungry Hippos. But it is a reveal that it's Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yeah. I don't know how we were going to market it like that. But yeah, the whole thing is like if people get to the end, they find out that it's been a...
And what did make me think of this trick as well, because Gordon was working on something... And they made a fake poster for Hungry Hungry Hippos with Dave Franco. And I was like, we were going to do Hungry Hungry Hippos. But all right. And it's found footage. So interior, car driving at night. Screen starts black and some audio can be heard. The group is talking fast back and forth like a normal conversation.
Say it again.
Say what again?
What? Say what?
Say it so I have it on film.
How about you take the lens cap off, genius?
You dick.
Jeff is a retard.
Video now shows on screen as if Jeff has taken the lens cap off. Jake is driving. Jim's sitting in the passenger seat. Mike and Jeff are in the back. The group can be seen drinking. This conversation is fun and lighthearted. It's a fun drink back and forth.
Oh, that's better. Let there be light, baby.
Oh, we're filming this?
Hell yeah, we're filming this.
Why? You want to film me drive? You want to film me drive and drinking?
Drive and drinking?
Jake like driving, drinking.
Whatever. Drinking and driving. Is that better?
I'd prefer drinking and driving.
Yeah, drinking and driving, please.
Fine. For you guys, I will be drinking and driving tonight / all nights. Ha-ha!
Document the night!
Jeff swings the camera to Jim. Why are we documenting the night again?
Jeff wants to see our dicks.
The camera swings to Mike and he pretends to take out his dick.
Whoa, a dick!
Why are you always trying to show your dick?
I'm not. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
Mike, you're always pulling your dick out.
Hey, shut up, guys. Jim, talk about Kimberly.
Ooh, Jim has a girlfriend, bro.
Nah, I'm not talking about it.
Jim is in love.
Mike, they just broke up.
Yeah, you idiot. Don't you know why we're going out of town tonight?
Oh, for real?
What do you think? Why do you think I was talking about how much I hated her earlier?
Yeah, talk about it. Woo!
Turn the camera off, clown.
I'm not going to talk on camera.
What? Tell me what happened.
Yeah, Jim, tell us.
All right, turn off the camera.
No.
Turn it off, you freaking retard.
Camera cuts. You see, do you feel like we're nailing our essence? Is our essence here?
I feel it, man.
Is every one of our bits someone doing something and the other person going, oh.
It really is. Like Jim said, this is like, of course this is us doing that because it is exactly what every Jim and them thing is.
Okay. The camera cuts off and it's turned back on moments later. It's now Mike holding the camera. I like corn nuts.
Fuck yeah, corn nuts.
Corn nuts suck. I would never say
you
that.
You suck.
All right, bro. Settle down with being a moron back there.
They suck.
Jeff looks right into the camera.
Corn nuts. Thanks,
Gecko Beards.
Corn nuts are for clown dick assholes like Jake and Jim.
I think they're okay.
You like corn nuts too? Oh, okay. My name is Mike and I'm a fucking idiot and I like corn nuts.
The group laughs. The camera cuts. Camera comes back on and Jeff's holding it. How far is LA?
Like another 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Speed up.
He's already drinking. I don't think we want to get pulled over.
Yeah, dummy.
Shut up, dummy. I'll get us out of a cop situation.
No, you wouldn't. If anything, you'd hurt our case.
If it's a lady cop, I'll just show her a little dick.
Oh, dick.
Oh, wait, Mike. Jake, was that blah, blah, blah?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Back with his dick stuff.
Mike is pretending to fuck or something.
Weird porn.
Pretending to fuck or something.
Weird porn.
Jeff starts wobbling the camera in a weird way and making woo-woo noises. Give me that. Jim takes the camera. People hate that shaky camera shit.
Yeah, well, who's going to say it?
I don't know. People. I don't know. People.
People. Good point.
We need food / drinks.
Food / drink. Nice use of a slash, brah.
Loving the slash. Loving the slash.
Oh!
All right. We'll pull off here.
Why?
For food / drink, do you pay attention to anything?
Camera cuts.
I love the idea. Why?
Exterior gas station. Jake is holding the camera, and Jeff can be seen giving cars and trucks the finger as they go by. Jake is laughing. The camera cuts. Exterior gas station. Mike's holding the camera, filming Jim eating corn nuts. He's crunching them loud in the camera. The camera swings to Jake outside getting gas and not noticing he's being filmed. He sees the camera and pretends the pump is his dick. The camera comes back to Jim eating corn nuts and putting on a sort of fake fun attitude.
Jim is in a funk.
He's in a funk because of his boo.
Let it go.
Just let the funk go, bro.
I'm fine.
What can I do?
Can we blow you?
Yeah, can we blow you?
Yeah, you could try. Jake knocks on the window.
I'm getting drinks.
Yeah, let's get some stuff from the gas station. The camera's fumbled, then cuts. Exterior gas station. Jake's doing that thing that looks like your hand is a vagina close to the camera and making sexual noises. Mike and Jake are having a back and forth.
Oh, this? No, it's just my vagina. No big deal.
Hey, nice vagina, bro.
Hey, thanks, bro. Oh, wait.
Jake pulls his hand away and reveals it's his hand, obviously.
Oh!
Oh, fake vagina!
Best bit!
vagina, bitch.
Where is Jim?
Jake looks at Jeff.
What do you think?
Jake points and the camera can see Jim talking on the phone.
Oh, fuck that.
Jeff is running with the camera towards Jim. Jim's getting off the phone now that he can see Jeff. All right, I gotta go.
What are you doing?
Calm down. I'm talking to my brother.
Liar! Jim's drunk dialing.
A loud sound can be heard from behind Jeff. The camera whips around to Jake and Mike. Can be seen visibly surprised. What was that?
I don't know.
Sounded like a truck crash or something.
The camera goes back to Jim and then back to the group. Everyone seems a little shocked. Let's go.
Go where?
Find out whatever that was.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Are we serious?
When are we not serious, Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
I was just saying that I didn't know you clowns were serious or not.
We talking about this?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about this.
Are we talking about this or are we like talking about this?
Let's roll, bitches. The group gets excited and starts getting in the car. The camera cuts off. Interior, car driving at night. The camera cuts back on as they are driving down a remote desert road. Jeff is filming Mike.
Oh, maybe we'll get some sweet UFO footage and become famous.
Even if we get some footage of a UFO, nobody will believe it. Now footage of a Yeti, that is something we can get rich off.
Yeti? What is this, the 70s? The correct term is Wendigo.
You call it Wendigo, I call it a Yeti. Get over it.
Get over being a moron. It's called a Wendigo, right, Jim?
The camera pans to Jim. He's texting on his phone.
Ah, caught you again, texting McGillicuddy.
What?
Seriously, dude, we're going on an adventure.
He's right. You wanted to check this out. Ditch the phone.
Fine, but if we're getting rid of my phone, we all are. Pass them forward.
Deal.
They all hand Jim their phones. He puts them in the glove compartment. Give me that. Jim takes the camera from him.
Oh, like I can't film.
If there's a big accident, I don't want you shaking the camera around like an idiot. Jake stops the car.
There's something on the road.
They all get out of the car with a few flashlights.
What is it?
I don't know. The camera stops and the guys are getting out. Jeff and Mike run up to something in the distance.
You see this shit?
Get out of the way.
The camera gets close. You can see a white ball about waist high just sitting in the dirt. Mike squats over it.
Hey, check out my huge ball. I think I need medical help.
Almost a step up from a dick joke.
Jeff pushes Mike away and starts humping it.
Don't mind me. I'm just getting it on with the old ball and chain.
That joke gets a 5 out of 10. I don't see a chain anywhere.
You have no imagination.
Mike tries to push Jeff off. They start to play fight a bit around the ball.
What is that?
Jim follows Jake with the camera. Jeff and Mike ignore them and continue wrestling back and forth. Jim and Jake walk up to an abandoned school bus. Jim pans back to Jeff and Mike.
Good job, idiot.
The ball rolls into the darkness.
You were the one being a bit hog.
Go get it.
You go get it.
Jim yells to him. Who cares? Just let it go.
Jim is just jealous because he didn't get to make any awesome jokes.
Typical.
They both start walking in the darkness to get to the white ball.
I need more light.
Jim pans back around. Jake's closer to the school bus. There's something on the ground nearby. Is that a...
I can't tell.
Jim gets closer with the camera and the light. They both gasp. That's got to be an animal or something.
I don't think so.
There's a bloody mangled body laid out by the bus. How can you tell?
There's writing.
Jake points to the side of the bus. There are words scrawled out in blood.
It's a race. Feed their face.
Who will win? No one knows. The words start to veer around the corner of the bus. Feed the hungry. As they're about to move around the bus to see what it says, they hear a loud smash and screaming.
Mike and Jeff.
They begin running back to where Jeff and Mike were. Jeff!
Mike, where are you guys?
They stop where they're standing previously and frantically look back and forth. Jim points. They went over this way.
Couldn't have gotten far.
Another loud crash is heard. Jim pans the camera in the direction of the sound. Nothing but darkness. When he pans back, you can see Mike helping Jeff back to their location.
We have to get out of here!
What happened?
Something took a piece out of Jeff.
They're both covered in blood. Jeff's leg is missing and dripping blood everywhere. What the fuck was it?
I don't know. He was bitten on that ball thing and a huge shadow came out of nowhere and next thing I knew his leg was gone.
It had pink eyes. It was hungry.
He's in shock. Lay him on the ground. We need to make a tourniquet.
They lay Jeff on the ground. Jake takes off his hoodie and wraps it tightly around Jeff's thigh and covers his grizzled stump. Jake hands Jim the keys.
Go get to the car. We need to get him out of here.
Jim starts to head for the car. As the car is in sight, you hear a loud screech stopping him in his tracks. The car flips high up in the air and falls upside down. Everyone scatters out of the way, and the car crashes down. The fuck was that?
Is everyone okay?
Jake and Jim look around. Mike starts staring at the ground. They follow his gaze. Jeff's body sticking half out from under the car.
We got to get out of here.
What about Jeff?
He's fucking dead. He's fucking dead, man.
Jim, Jake, help!
Mike just stands in shock. Come on, Mike, let's go. Mike doesn't move.
You got to snap out of it, man.
A loud rumbling can be heard, thumping getting louder. Jake bends down, picks up an emergency bag of flares by the car.
Maybe we can...
Something big thumps loudly behind the car. Mike snaps out of it. They begin running towards the bus. A roar is heard. Mike screams.
Guys, help!
The camera pans back. They stop as Mike has fallen to the ground. Jake starts to head back for him. A loud shriek is heard. Mike gets pulled into the darkness. One final scream and a loud crunch.
Ah!
Go! They make it to the bus, scramble inside. They're both out of breath.
Did you see it?
I couldn't make it out. I just know it was big.
What do we do?
Not much we can do. Wait here to be killed or make a break for it.
So get killed here or get killed on the run?
Unless you got a better plan. Jake thinks a beat, then smiles.
You know, I bet you never... I bet you never broke up with her now.
I think maybe you mean, I bet you wish you never broke up with her now?
I bet you wish you never broke up with her now.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I'm serious. Maybe if you didn't force us into this, force us into this boys' night out, things would have been... Fuck me. Maybe if we didn't force you into this boys' night out, things would have went a bit different.
They sit in silence. Nah, man. Fuck that bitch. They both laugh.
They both laugh.
Jake holds his smile.
I was hoping you would say that.
Jake grabs a flare, ignites it, and runs out the door. What the fuck are you doing? Jake doesn't turn back. He waves Jim off and then runs into the darkness screaming.
Come and get me, motherfucker. You want some?
Jim holds a beat, watching. A rumble's heard heading in Jake's direction. Jake gets further away. A dark shadow moves towards him. Jim snaps out of it and runs in the opposite direction. The camera shakes back and forth frantically as he runs. Jake can be heard in the distance.
Let's go, fucko. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Jake's voice is quickly silenced. Jim stops running. He pans the camera back in the direction he came from. He's gasping mostly from fear. A loud roar is heard in the distance. This snaps him out of it. He turns back in the other direction to run, but a large hippo's in his path. The hippo opens wide and the camera goes inside. Cut to black. Hungry, hungry hippos.
Hungry hippos.
It's funny because it's great. It's like a classic found footage because we have kind of like annoying characters that then just die.
Yeah.
You're always shaking the camera as soon as something happens.
Not bad. Not bad.
That was fun.
You said you had the stuff for the pilot?
Aren't we always the annoying characters that die?
Yeah. We love that.
I can read Kevin's stuff as myself and then myself as myself.
Yeah, let me find it and I'll send it to you.
You're like Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
You're clumping?
Yeah, I'm clumping over here.
Damn, dude. You're Norbit?
I also have the beginning of the time travel sketch that ended up becoming the finale, which I think is fun. It's only a few pages.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Let me convert these to PDF real quick.
Can I convert?
Yeah, it's fun to read these because I do think we get the...
Can I get a rosé?
...really well, and we also get the character voices down really well. I think it's a smart idea to have a bunch of annoying dicks because you're not as upset when they're getting mauled by this hippo.
Wasn't that what horror movie people have said? That like the old version before the new type of horror movie you see is that it was like, oh yeah, you want like two or three annoying people so that two of them can get killed and then one of them can keep almost getting killed and then you start wanting them to die.
Yeah, I think if this was a movie, it would probably center around Jim's ex. Maybe.
Yeah.
Who wants to like investigate what happened and our characters just are there for the cold open death.
Yeah. That would have been a great Hungry, Hungry Hippos. And you know, I remember looking up the stupid commercial thing. That's what they're scrawled out in blood, that we're reading. Cause that's like the tagline from the commercial. So silly.
When was that written?
That was in like 2010 or 2011, maybe.
You guys were on the cutting edge of found footage horror films. Yeah. Like it's like it was like Cloverfield and Paranormal Activity, and then Jim and them.
Yeah, because we even have the like the fun, the camera cuts. I think they're, and I think Jake set all those up when he wrote it. Like the camera cuts make sense as the goofy,
like Cloverfield style.
Yeah, and then the cut back in.
Oh, yeah. Gordon put the Hungry Hungry Hippos poster in the Piscord.
Oh, the original.
Yeah, the one.
Yeah, we would have made a totally different movie than this. I think our thought was like kind of like what would happen in real life, you know?
Yeah, we were going for like a grizzled edge for it.
We were making the Logan of Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, we were. Oh, yeah. Thanks, dudes. Thanks, people in the chat. Appreciate it. Getting standing ovations, getting some claps.
Very kind.
Shout-outs to Coda Fox. Did the donate button on the bottom of the Twitch.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry if we missed it when we were doing the read, but, yeah, I think we got a donation here. But, yeah, we got another one. This is even older because it has, like... There's like Avatar references in it, like before Avatar came out.
Wow.
Oh, dude, is that Robert Lingle? Thanks, man. Fucking Hundo. Drop another Hundo.
Holy crap. Thank you.
I see you.
Oh, you know, it's interesting. Gordon said, as I'm scrolling up here, he said getting some Detroit Rock City vibes. It's been so long since I've seen that movie, fucking love Detroit.
It's so good.
I haven't seen it in ages.
Recently on Astropiece.
I remember Jake and I would just watch that a lot.
Oh, yeah, I had it on DVD. It was so fucking good.
It's great. Underrated. It's a great movie.
So fucking funny.
Did those come through, Jake?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, let me check.
No worries. Oh, let me open that.
Yeah, I got it. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do the time. The time travel one's only a few pages, and I kind of read through it the other night, and I thought it was kind of fun. This is what eventually it was. I always wanted to do a thing with us time traveling, and so it eventually did morph into the finale. But it's different than what we have here.
Am I right? If I remember this right, Jim, I think you were telling me about this, and you sent this to me, and I was like, "Well, I've been thinking about a special again." Or something like that, and then we kind of like adapted it from there. Is that what happened, or am I thinking of something else?
Well, this was actually, we started writing this in 2012. We just never finished it.
Oh, because there was a moment before the finale where I remember independently, I was like, I really want to do something again. And then you sent me something. It might not have been this.
I remember you and me had talked about it as well, how we like, because we filmed that Supernatural sketch. And we're just like, I miss filming stuff. Yeah, like, wouldn't it be fun to do something?
Yeah, because I think I just initially had the idea of, like, you know, because Jake wasn't on the show anymore, but we wanted to do a finale. So if we did a special that kind of addressed that a bit, that's why it was, like, circling around his character dying.
Yeah.
We worked in, like, the time travel stuff. And, yeah, I think you already had a few things, Jake, that you had in mind.
Right. I was upset about the per diem, so I didn't want anything to do with it. I put a halt to the whole thing.
Yeah, you were difficult.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there you call it talent, but you don't treat it as such. So, well, yeah, you know, I mean, that's
low-budget production.
Yeah, you know, I think they're still called talent. I'm part of the Film Actors Guild.
This one's only, like, 6 pages, so it's just the beginning. Nice. But I think there's some fun stuff here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, yeah, interior studio. Jim and Jake are sitting in the studio arguing. No, you don't get it.
Wait, everything we do is an argument.
What if I come in and I'm like, I'm bumping.
Well, our things are always us arguing, but it's always about how we're the best friends ever.
We're super good friends, but we're constantly fighting.
Yeah, it's not apparent from the text.
No, you don't get it. Even if you could time travel, you absolutely shouldn't. The consequences would be dire.
You're such a pessimist. Think of all the good things we could do. We could make a better world.
You're such a simpleton.
You're a hater.
Simpleton.
Hater-ass hater.
Mike walks into the room holding a golden Nintendo 64.
Guys, I found the secret to time travel.
Tim and Jake look confused. Is this a joke?
You listening to our argument?
What?
Never mind. What is all this time travel business?
It's so simple. I can't believe I didn't figure it out before. You just need to have... I'm sorry. Where are we?
Right, right here.
You just need to have this one-of-a-kind N64 system, and you combine it with the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time game. Miyamoto and Takuza laid it out all right in front of our faces.
Are you retarded?
You and your pathetic lies, Mike. You're always trying to involve yourself in everything.
No, you guys, I swear it works.
Mike presses the game into the system. The light flashes on. Light flashes into his face, and then he disappears. Jim and Jake look at each other in shock. A second later, he comes running back into the room holding something.
Here, you might need this.
He hands Jim a light bulb. For what? Just then, the lights cut out. Everyone gasps. It comes on a second later as Jim screws in the new light bulb. But how did you...
I'm a traveler of space and time.
This is fantastic. You know all the cool shit we could do? Sports Almanac, kill Hitler, see dinosaurs, and those aren't even original ideas.
This is what we will be remembered for.
Mike's cut off by a loud smash. They both turn and Jim is smashing the system with a bat.
No!
They rush over to stop Jim. It's too late. It is too late, but they pull him away.
The hell did you do that for?
You guys don't understand. This is too much. Dire consequences.
Knock it off, you lunatic.
Man was not meant to travel through time. Jeff walks in with beers.
Woo! Hey, guys, we partying.
Jake grabs a beer bottle and smacks Jim over the back of the head with it from behind. Jim tumbles to the ground, knocked out. Everyone looks at each other a beat.
So I guess you guys are already drunk, or...
Mike discovered time travel.
Then Jim flipped out, destroyed the time machine.
Oh, so you guys are high.
Jeff, it really happened. Now let's move him into the other room and tie him up.
Tie him up? He's our good friend.
We just need to be sure he has calmed down when he wakes up.
Well, I'm sure waking up restrained will really help him in the calm department, Mr.
Chill your
Stoner.
Snark, Jeff. We have to do something.
They all nod in agreement and start to drag Jim into the other room.
Why did he flip out?
He said time travel was too powerful.
He said there could be dire consequences.
Exterior, dark street. The wind slightly blows. Headlights flash as a car turns down another street, briefly illuminating the dark corner, then plunging it back into darkness. A moment later, the wind begins to pick up and lights start flashing from nothingness. A portal door slowly opens and four silhouettes walk out. The camera pans and the man in front, the shadow flashes. We see Jim with a scar down the side of his face and he grins. We're here. The lights flash again. We see Jake, Jeff, and Mike. The portal closes behind him. Fade out. Interior, living room. Jeff's enjoying a beer. Mike's sitting next to him on his phone. Jake is pacing back and forth.
I've never seen him flip out like that. You know, we had no choice, really.
I'm sorry, what?
The whole thing with Jim, trying to figure out what we're
That's always a common thing, too.
Where someone having no idea what's going on, but for no reason.
There's always someone
Forget
who's...
the big thing that's happening.
Yeah, someone who just moves on.
What is it in the... I think it's the finale or whatever, where I was like, who the fuck is Jake?
Yeah, it's Jake. There's always someone who's concerned, rightfully concerned about what happened, and everyone else is like, what?
Yeah, we don't do the same thing over and over. It's like poetry.
We're right here, I think.
I think you're reading yours. The whole thing with Jim.
Me?
Oh, okay. Jake's thing. Okay, yeah.
The whole thing with Jim. I'm just trying to figure out what we should do next.
Jeff and I already have a plan.
But how?
We are genius. That's how.
What do we do?
What does Jim love to do?
Shit on things?
Well, second favorite.
Get blackout drunk?
Exactly.
Once he wakes up, you just tell him that he went on another binge. Then we had to tie him up to stop him from making more threatening calls to Jimmy Fallon.
He'll thank us for it. The cops have already warned him twice.
Yep. I guess that might work, but what if he asks about time travel?
What time travel?
You know, with the whole N64 loophole that you found.
No, Jake, what time travel?
Oh, I underestimate you guys sometimes.
Everyone does.
Jeff and Mike cheers. Oh, cheers their drink, I guess. Jeff with his beer and Mike with his cell phone.
That's good.
That's a good show.
I imagine like a big foamy. Like,
yeah.
Interior, Jim's room. Jim's passed out, tied to the bed. We move in, and a hand goes over his mouth as his eyes pop wide open. He murmurs, future Jim. Shh, no need to panic. It's just me. I need to borrow our identity for a little while. He punches Jim, knocking him unconscious again. That's where it ends. But I think that's a pretty good setup.
Bom, bom. That's great.
what became.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of just skimming through what I had in Celtics, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I forgot I had
it. I remember the N64 stuff. I forgot. Yeah. I thought I hadn't seen much of it, but I remember all of that stuff. I'd forgotten about that.
Cell phone. We should have used that. That is a good bit. Else.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, it's fun because I don't even think we knowingly knew that we were using, because we kind of do the same thing with Jeff where, oh, he's in another one of his drunken stupors. Yeah. Let's go get Jeff or whatever.
Well, but that was all because Jeff couldn't make it that night.
Yeah, that's right.
So we had to originally, I think actually all of you and my lines were supposed to be you, me, and Jeff. And on the fly, we kind of like adjusted it.
It became like a better bit because of whatever.
Yeah, it was funny. Well, and you had just said the sangria thing. So we were just like joking that you like got fucked up on sangria and then like went and started the car in the garage and
Mama
passed out.
Mamma Mia, I like sangria.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I got to piss real quick.
Okay. Thanks, Gecko Beards. Thanks for the bits, dude.
So listening to the beginning of that, there's always something I wanted to apologize to you, Jim. When you guys did your Level Up Expo and I had to break the beer bottles over your guys'
heads. Oh, yeah.
First one I did it to, and I didn't know how hard you had to hit somebody with that.
Yeah,
you got my full hand to the back of your head.
I remember that. I was like, oh shit.
I remember
he's working stiff.
Yeah, I remember the next day you were like, oh, those beer bottles really hurt. Mike was like, no, they didn't hurt at all.
You basically just got bonked in the back.
You know what hurt was that retarded guy tackling me.
Oh, that's right.
More surprised than hurt, and then I kicked him off me.